Laycock Roofing.
Who's speaking?
This is Todd.
Todd, listen, my name is Roy Mercer. About 5 years ago, y'all come out here and put a roof on my house.
Hi, Roy.
How you doing?
Fine.
He is gray, and they kind of gray, kind of dark gray.
Okay, yes.
And we just repainted the house, and we had it in writing there when you come out there that you said any time within 10 years you'd come back and change the color on it.
Okay.
And we needed to get that done. We had the painting done already, and we wanted it in brick red.
Okay, change what now?
The color of the daggum roof, the shingles up there.
Okay, let me
Can you get them in a brick red?
Let me have your address.
Listen, are you going to come out here and do it?
Well, I need your address, Roy.
Well, it's all about, actually, Route 2, Box 439, if that does any good to you.
439.
Right.
And that's, well, that's where?
That's east. You going to do it for free like you said you're going to do it?
What, is something wrong with your shingles?
No, sir. It just says right here in the daggum receipt that I got that you come out here and change the daggum color on it.
I don't remember that. I'd have to look at that receipt.
No. You're just going to come out here and get the shingle in my daggum roof, or somebody's going to get the ass whooped.
Okay.
Because I got it right here in writing.
What's your last name?
Mercer. M-E-R-C-E-R.
M-E-R-C-E-R?
Yeah, sir.
Roy Mercer.
Yeah, sir.
How do you get there?
Well, you know where that Whispering Woods is? You go out there past it about 2-3 miles. There's an old burnout. There's a kind of old little storage tank out there and a pumping unit. And you turn right there. It's a gravel road. You come down there. We're the third house, I think, on the left down there.
Okay.
We got all them, you know, kind of yard ornaments, them wooden geese that, you know, look like they's flying and such. Listen, we was kind of in a hurry, though. We need to get it because we was going to put this house on the market and the daggone real estate people can't get us sold until we get the shingles to match the paint. And we was counting on y'all to come out here in the next couple of days. Sound like you give me the runaround.
Well, we can't do it with the next couple of days, that's for sure.
Well, by God, how'd you like to get your ass whooped then?
I think I need to meet you today.
Well, where are you going to be and when? Because I'll be on you like a cat on a fish head. It ain't funny. How big a boy are you?
Bunker.
What?
Bunker.
No, Mercer.
Give me your address.
Box 3, Route 439.
Roar Route 3.
Yes, sir. You ever had an ass whooping over something like this?
Give me your phone number.
No, I ain't going to give you my phone number. You're either going to come out here to my house in the next 48 hours or I'm going to whoop a cold dog nasty out of you.
I'm trying to get to your house if you give me
the daggum directions on how to get out here. Don't sound like you're getting ready to do nothing but get your daggum ass whooped. I'm going to get a hunk out of you big enough to bite a bear trap.
Well, good. Good.
It ain't nothing for me to whoop a man's ass.
Give me again.
Get on you like a swarm of bees.
Give me your address.
Listen, I tell you what, maybe you just ought to call my real estate agent and tell him why we can't come down there, why we can't get the shingles on.
Who is that?
That'd be Jeff Willis, real estate man.
Who?
Jeff Willis.
Jeff Willis.
Jeff Willis.
Apparently you know him.
He's a no-good son.
This has become a big problem for you, hasn't it? I'm glad you got a sense of humor.
Oh, man. It sounds like the laughter of a man who just found out the tumor was benign.
Well, I just ain't used to that kind of... I mean, hell, man. I'll tell you what.
Todd, this is Phil and Brent and Roy D. Mercer. We call him from Tulsa, Oklahoma.
What?
By God.
Dang gone it anyway. Yeah. You had me rolling. I just ain't used to that type of stuff because we do every... Jesus. It's unreal.